The Traveler's Journal, June 7th, on a slow boat to China. Here's how to take a sea voyage off the beaten itinerary. Travel by freighter. Many ocean-going freight lines accept paying passengers at rates that average half as much per day as a cruise liner. But because freighter voyages are longer than passenger cruises, trips can still be pricey. A freighter voyage around the world might take 4 months. Shorter itineraries, such as California to Australia, 2 weeks. But any mental images about that proverbial slow boat to China may have to be revised. Freighters frequently offer accommodations that rival first-class staterooms on ocean liners. Passengers share dining rooms, lounge facilities, and other public areas with ship's officers. The food is often excellent, the cuisine reflecting the nationality of the chef and the crew. Another advantage is that freighters sail to ports that cruise liners never visit. Daily life on a freighter can be fascinating. There's plenty of time for reading, reflecting, and strolling the deck, but passengers usually must make their own entertainment. A flexible schedule and sense of adventure are important, since embarkation dates and even ports can change at a moment's notice. Because freighter space is usually limited to a dozen or so passengers, most freighter reservations are made a year or more in advance, though last-minute bookings are always a possibility, especially if you're not particular about where you're going. So if you're not easily bored and are looking for a unique travel experience, consider taking a freighter. You'll find more resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.